Hey everyone, today we're going to talk about breast cancer and the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene mutations. Did you know that breast cancer is the second most common cancer, with 13% of women developing it by age 95? While most cases aren't due to hereditary mutations, about 10% of women with breast cancer do carry mutations in the BRCA1 or BRCA2 genes. This rises to 25% in women with triple-negative breast cancer. In this article, we'll be exploring the interactions between the BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations and other genetic variants, as well as giving an overview of the research on diet and lifestyle interactions that can increase cancer risk in people with these mutations. However, we won't be covering how to check your BRCA status in your raw genetic data, and in just a bit, we'll explain why. First, let's dive into what the BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations actually are. BRCA1 and BRCA2 are genes that repair double-stranded breaks in DNA, which can occur when cells replicate. Normally, BRCA1 and BRCA2 catch these errors and correct them. Mutations in either of these two genes can compromise a cell's ability to repair DNA damage. Damage to DNA can lead to an accumulation of mutations that cause cancer to develop, such as a mutation in an oncogene that isn't repaired. It's important to note that both BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations significantly increase the relative risk of breast or ovarian cancers. Over 700 mutations have been identified in BRCA1, and 1,800 mutations have been found in the BRCA2 gene. Only one copy of a mutation is needed to cause the increase in cancer risk, and 1 in 400 women carry the mutation on average across populations. While some BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations can be found in 23andMe or Ancestry DNA data, we don't encourage people to use their raw data to look for these mutations for a couple of reasons. First, the raw data isn't guaranteed to be clinically accurate, so false positives or false negatives are a real possibility when looking at rare mutations. Second, there are hundreds of BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations, and the raw data only covers a small percentage of them. Instead, we would encourage anyone with a strong family history of breast or ovarian cancer to talk with their doctor about getting a full test for hereditary cancer genes. There are a number of companies now offering testing for BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations. Most require a physician's approval, and others allow people to order the test themselves, along with a telehealth provider. Please read reviews and do your due diligence. We have no firsthand experience here. Just some of the options include LabCorp BRCAssure, Color BRCA 1/2, Myriad BRCA 1/2 Test, Ambry Genetics BRCAnext, and Natera Empower Hereditary Cancer Test. Your physician or a genetic counselor can help you understand the results of the testing and figure out the next steps to take.
Next, it's crucial to understand the difference between relative risk and absolute risk when talking about cancer risk. Relative risk compares the increase in risk to the odds of getting the condition. Let me give you an example. If the odds of getting an uncommon cancer is 1 in 1,000, or 0.1%, then a mutation that increases the relative risk by fourfold will increase your absolute risk of the rare cancer to 4 in 1,000, 0.4%. However, for a common cancer like breast cancer in women, the absolute risk is 1 in 8. In this case, a mutation that increases the risk of breast cancer by fourfold would give you a 1 in 2 lifetime absolute risk, 50%. In men, though, the absolute lifetime risk of breast cancer is less than 1 in 1,000. So even though a man could be at the same fourfold increase in relative risk from the BRCA mutation, it is still uncommon to get male breast cancer. Therefore, it's important to consider both relative and absolute risk when discussing the impact of any genetic variable or environmental factor on cancer likelihood. While our focus in this article is on breast or ovarian cancer, we also wanted to point out that research shows that men with BRCA mutations have an increased relative risk of prostate cancer. The BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations are also linked to an increased relative risk of pancreatic, gallbladder, and stomach cancers. These are less common types of cancer, but it is important not to ignore signs of any of these cancers. Endometrial cancer risk is also increased in BRCA mutation carriers. Now that we've covered the basics of BRCA mutations, let's explore some factors that can influence cancer risk in individuals with these mutations. First up is family history of breast or ovarian cancer. While different BRCA mutations influence the absolute risk a little bit, studies over the past few decades showed, on average, that women with a BRCA1 mutation have a -65% absolute risk of breast cancer and a -39% chance of ovarian cancer by age 70. Those with a BRCA2 mutation have a 45% risk of breast cancer and an 11% risk of ovarian cancer by age 70. This also means that, on average, 35% of women with BRCA1 and 55% of women with BRCA2 mutations don't get breast cancer by the age of 70. However, those studies on the statistical risk are all done on women who most likely got tested for the BRCA mutations due to having a strong family history of breast cancer, adding in a bias that may overestimate the absolute risk for someone without a family history of breast cancer. A 2023 study looked at the genetic data of approximately 250,000 UK Biobank women participants to see how BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations affected cancer risk at the population level. The results showed that women with BRCA2 without a family history of breast cancer didn't have as much of an increased risk of cancer. An article about the study explains the absolute risk by age 60 this way. Simply carrying a disease-causing BRCA variant was linked to a breast cancer risk of 18% for BRCA2 and 23% for BRCA1 by age 60. Having a close relative who has had the condition elevated the risk to 24% for BRCA2 and 45% for BRCA1. Next, let's discuss polygenic risk scores. Large genetic studies have identified several hundred common genetic variants that increase or decrease the risk of breast cancer by a little bit. Everyone carries some of these variants, and for women who are BRCA positive, the addition of common risk variants can increase or decrease their relative risk a bit. At some point, this type of testing may be widely available and able to help an individual BRCA mutation carrier with decision-making. However, at this point, knowing the cancer history from both sides of the family is going to tell you a lot, even without knowing your exact polygenic risk score. We'll get into the genetic studies, including studies showing no impact, in the genotype report section. Now, let's talk about some environmental risk factors that can influence cancer risk in individuals with BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations. It's important to note that the impact of these environmental factors may vary depending on the specific mutation, the timing and duration of exposure, and potential interactions with other genetic and environmental factors. One part of family history is genetics, but another part is an increase in exposure to the same environmental factors. Research shows that some specific risk factors are more important with BRCA mutations. First up is arsenic exposure from food or water. Arsenic causes oxidative stress and inhibits DNA repair pathways, resulting in DNA damage. Studies clearly show that arsenic exposure combined with impaired BRCA1 or BRCA2 due to mutation increases the risk of breast cancer. In fact, one study found that BRCA1 mutation carriers with higher blood arsenic levels were at double the risk of breast cancer. The study divided women with BRCA1 mutations into two groups, based on whether their blood arsenic level was higher or lower than the median. The half with slightly higher blood arsenic levels were at double the risk of breast cancer. In the U.S., about 7% of water wells contain arsenic at 10 UGL levels. Arsenic can also be found in foods grown in contaminated soil or water. Rice is particularly prone to absorbing arsenic, and in areas contaminated with pesticides containing arsenic, the content in rice can be quite high. For example, organic brown rice grown in Australia contains approximately the maximum recommended daily limit of arsenic. In comparison, rice grown in India had about a quarter of that amount. Gluten-free diets may seem like a healthy choice, but most gluten-free bread and pasta replacements contain rice flour. A study showed that people eating a gluten-free diet had almost double the arsenic concentration in their urine. Next, let's discuss radiation exposure. A study involving approximately 2,000 BRCA mutation carriers showed that exposure to diagnostic radiation before the age of 30 increased the relative risk of breast cancer, hazard ratio 1.9. This study started in 1993 and followed women with BRCA mutations for 2 decades. The conclusion of the study recommended that non-ionizing radiation, such as MRI, be used for breast cancer surveillance in younger women with BRCA mutations. This is something to discuss with your doctor. Ionizing radiation causes double-stranded breaks, which the BRCA genes are responsible for fixing. Chest X-rays and mammograms both use ionizing radiation. However, not all studies show that exposure to ionizing radiation is more of a problem with the BRCA mutations. A recent review paper summarizes the studies from the past 2 decades, with earlier studies involving older women showing no increase in cancer risk from radiation. In 2016, though, studies were done on BRCA mutation carriers using a new type of radiosensitivity indicator. These studies showed that women with BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations were actually more sensitive to radiation. Another environmental factor to consider is exposure to polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs. PAHs are a class of chemicals found in diesel exhaust, cigarette smoke, and smog. Exposure to PAHs can cause DNA damage, including double-strand breaks. A study of occupations in male breast cancer patients with BRCA mutations showed that truck driving was the most frequent occupation. The researchers theorized that exposure to PAHs may have been the link. Another study found that women exposed to higher traffic emissions had a 2-fold higher risk of breast cancer. Note that this study was not specific to BRCA mutations. Next up is light at night. Exposure to light at night increases the risk of breast cancer in all women, not just those who are BRCA positive. Epidemiological studies show an increase in breast cancer risk, and studies in animals explain multiple mechanisms of action. Studying the effect of ambient light at night is difficult since it is so prevalent, but a 2023 meta-analysis looked at 21 studies on breast cancer risk from light at night. A few studies showed no increase in cancer risk from light at night, but others showed up to a 65% increase in risk. Combining all the data, the analysis came up with a 16% increase in breast cancer risk from light exposure at night. Melatonin levels are suppressed by light in the blue wavelengths after dark. In addition to its role in sleep, melatonin at a cellular level is an endogenous antioxidant. It also plays a role in tumor prevention and stopping metastasis. Melatonin is only part of the picture here. The core circadian clock is controlled in part by exposure to light during the day and the absence of light at night. The circadian clock controls gene expression for many genes that vary over the course of a day, such as digestive enzymes, cellular repair genes, and immune response. BRCA1 and BRCA2. Gene expression levels vary over the course of 24 hours, with a peak during midday and low levels by midnight. Now, some good news. Studies show that for BRCA1 mutation carriers, breastfeeding for at least a year reduces the risk of breast cancer. Breastfeeding causes changes in the breast tissue, and these changes are protective against breast cancers. Physical activity also reduces the risk. A small study looked at the differences in BRCA1 gene expression due to activity level. The study showed that long bouts of being sedentary correlated with lower BRCA1 gene expression. While the study needs to be replicated, other studies show similar trends. For example, a study showed that BRCA mutation carriers who were more active during adolescence, such as playing sports, had a lower risk of premenopausal breast cancer and delayed age of onset. Finally, let's discuss oral contraceptive use. A recent study on combined-type oral contraceptive use showed that it increased the risk of breast cancer cases in BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutation carriers by the age of 40. The results showed that there were about 10% more cancer cases in BRCA1 mutation-positive oral contraceptive users by age 35. However, the prior use of oral contraceptives seemed to decrease the risk of breast cancer in later years. This is one study that you may want to discuss with your gynecologist. It's not clear as to whether the decreased cancer risk in later years was due to the women already having had cancer earlier. A meta-analysis of studies on oral contraceptives included 20 studies on women with BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations. The combined data showed that the use of oral contraceptives increased the relative risk of breast cancer by 24%, but decreased the risk of ovarian cancer. Again, there may not be a clear overall answer for BRCA mutation carriers here, and advice from a good physician who knows your medical situation is advisable. In addition to environmental factors, genetic variations in other genes can also influence cancer risk in individuals with BRCA mutations. In the genotype section of this article, you'll find the details on genetic interactions, as well as a discussion of the studies that didn't show conclusive genetic interactions.